You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, candlestick. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So this is in reference to us being the light, believers in Jesus Christ being the light. And as being the light, you don't take a candle that's lit and put it under a basket to hide in darkness. No, that light is set, that candle is set on a lampstand, on a candlestick, so that it lights up the room, so that all those that are in that house will see that light. This draws those to worship God. This draws those to get more understanding of who God is, bringing people to Christ through our conversation, through the encouraging of others, those that are dealing with certain issues and problems, being able to minister as we are doing our purpose, be the light, and not partake in darkness. So as the candlestick is lit, that shows that that candlestick cannot be part of darkness. For it is there where the darkness is now removed because the room is now lit due to the candlestick, which is Christ being the light within us. It's what those that come in contact with us will see and experience. So we're not to be in darkness. We are to be a light. And that shows, and that should show through consistency, no matter where we are, no matter what we do. It should never be a situation where anyone that comes in contact with us has to question, is this a candle on a candlestick? Or is it dark? Because trying to hide and blend in with that darkness. And here's my moment of transparency. The Lord gave me this. And as I begin to ponder on candlestick, environments, situations, places, everything that we do, reminded that those that see the light, that light must continue to be present, for the darkness cannot overtake the light. And remembering that where God takes us, where God shall be glorified, that everywhere we go, that we are to be that light that enters that room, that we are to be that light and not to dim that light, not to hide that light under a basket. But that candle needs to be on a candlestick, needs to be on a lampstand. So that comes through the demonstration of conversation, things we say that bring people to Christ, things we say will bring people to a place of more understanding of who God is, not just by what we say, but also by what we do. And it should never be a thing where it's inconsistent. No matter where we are, no matter where we go, we're consistent in being that candlestick to be that light. The room is no longer dark because the candlestick is present. Truth is present. And through conversation, things are shared so that those that don't know can now come to the knowledge of who God is. So I encourage you, be that candle that's lit, that light that's on that candlestick to light up the house, to light up the room you enter into. That those that come in contact with you, it is not you, but it's the Christ in you that they will see, that they will experience. And through conversation, whatever darkness that was once present, whatever truth that needs to be spoken, will be shared. Is that light, that candle, is on the candlestick, on the lampstand, and not under a basket. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that come in contact with those that are the lights on the candlestick, that Father, whatever darkness that was once present, that Lord, they come into the knowledge of the truth of who you are and accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And that is the light of Christ that will also shine within them to be a light as well. That Father, what was once dark now becomes light. The light on the candlestick. That consistency is present, truth is revealed, and that anything that is trying to dim that light now be removed in the name of Jesus. For there's no light that should be removed. There's no light that should be dimmed. There's no light that should be hidden under a basket. But it should be present. It should be lit, and it should be present in a way where the atmosphere that was once dark now has light. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.